Core competencies. Are you sure about them? Grow Great Daily Brief number 111. That's 111. For Thursday, November the 29th, 2018. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Simply put, core competencies are what you do best. A more detailed view might be the things that you need to do best in order to thrive. So it could be what you do best. It could also be what you aspire to do best. It's the practical side of business building that relies on focusing more on your strengths, less on your weaknesses. Soar with your strengths and all that. Now, what would your answer be if I were to ask you, what's your core competency? Shockingly, some owners and CEOs struggle to answer succinctly and clearly. A really common response that I get is more of a rambling, and you can tell they're just kind of searching for some answer instead of just standing forward and making this clear declaration. And I don't think it's because owners and CEOs don't know. They just really haven't given it much thought. And it's sort of like I've caught them off guard, which is not the point. I honestly want to know the answer. I want to understand. Think about it. Self-awareness is hard. And whether it is your personal self-awareness or your self-awareness about your company. And that's exactly what we're talking about when we talk about core competencies. What do you do best? What does your company do best? It's largely about self-awareness. It's at the heart of who you are and your competitive advantage. Now, you would think more of us would think about it, but sometimes we don't because we're just too busy doing what we do. We're too busy doing business. We are installing or repairing HVAC systems. We are repairing cars and trucks for customers. We're selling boats. We are building custom homes. We're selling cars. Whatever else is our business, that's what we're busy doing. And so it's understandable that quite often business owners and CEOs answer the question, what do you do best, by simply stating what it is they do for their customers. I fix cars. I build houses. But it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that. It's more foundational than that. A home builder builds houses, but his core competencies may include being able to find and acquire land. Building the homes on the land is just a way to enhance the investment and turn an even higher profit. A retailer sells stuff, but her core competencies may include being able to flesh out and find and acquire really great deals, bargains. And selling those products at retail is just how she leverages her buying skills into higher profits. In other words, it's not always as it appears, nor is it always what you might think it is. What do you do best? So let's start with your company. What are the core competencies of your business? It's worth wrestling these things down so that we are sure about them. Let me give you some suggestions. Step number one, assemble multiple groups of people to see what others think. Sit down with your leadership team. Ask them collectively, individually, to answer the question, what are we best at? Don't stop there. Create another group, a group comprised of frontline employees with leadership, frontline leadership, any other people. Mix and mingle. It's a really good strategy. Hierarchy doesn't exist, not in this group. So that's of no consequence. The representative roles in the group, that's what matters. Create a group of customers. How about a group of suppliers? Yep, have top leadership facilitate those groups for obvious reasons. And have these groups wrestle just one question. We're just here for one question. We're not here to debate all the world issues. We just want to answer the question, in your estimation, what are we best at? As a company, what do we do well, perhaps better than anybody else? Well, you may learn that others inside and outside your company think your company is best at something very different than what you think. And it's easy. It's easy for you to see what you want or even what you hope to be true. And by getting a perspective from these various viewpoints, you're more likely going to find out how things really are. Step number two, assemble the information and review it with your leadership team. With fresh eyes, as much as that's possible, open the envelopes, kind of like these award shows. Just open the envelope and reveal the answers of what people think your company is best at. Don't debate the validity of the opinions. I mean, what's the point in that? People think what they think. And if what they think is incorrect in your view, it's your fault. There isn't any point in blaming them for their opinion. So let's start with the congruencies. you're likely going to discover some opinions that fit your own, that mirror your own, and the opinions that you and your leadership team have. You'll have thoughts about your leadership team and your frontline people and other people inside your organization, and you'll hopefully also have the thoughts of the people outside your company, because it's their feedback that's most valuable, especially customers. Are the congruencies top ranked, meaning do they occupy the top thoughts of the group? It may mean that you and top leadership, you feel like, okay, we've got this core competency, and it's number one. And maybe the other groups agree that it's a core competency, but maybe it's much lower on their list. You know, sometimes there's that kind of a disconnect. Wrestle with that. Examine the incongruencies. That is, those things that other people list, you haven't even considered those things. You didn't see that. Don't be angry about it. Instead, be thankful, because there may be big opportunities in those areas where other people see strengths that you didn't even consider. Now, this is the time to debate and argue amongst yourselves, not on the validity of the feedback, but on the validity of these things, on the viability of these things, of these strengths that other people see, these core competencies that other people see in you, your company. Some questions to help you and your team could include, do we want to leverage this core competency? Do we want to rearrange our core competencies in order of importance to our company? I mean, we thought they were in this order, but now with this feedback, do we want to reorder those? Are we working to leverage the right core competencies? Are we in the right business? I mean, based on our core competencies, are we really in the right business? Sometimes it's a valid question. Step number three, keep the debate alive. Work toward clarity. Don't conduct one meeting. Keep the conversation going. Keep your leadership team thinking about this. Sit down periodically to see, okay, what new insights have bubbled to the surface? Because time with these ideas is going to help. The team is likely going to know when they've wrestled it long enough to have gained as much clarity as they're ever going to gain. You'll know that. And then step number four, when that time happens, develop a plan. Now what? Now what? Well, that depends on what you've discovered, and it depends on what you want to do. There aren't any rules. You can do whatever you want to do. And that includes you can ignore it altogether, everything that you've learned, which I would not advise that you do that, but you could figure out how you want to proceed. Let me just give you that phrase that I'm so fond of, created by the father of strength finders, Donald O. Clifton. Soar with your strengths. Soar with your strengths. You're wise to influence your team to lean into whatever you're already great at. The goal should be to leverage it for everything it's worth and stop trying to be something you're not. And by the way, that goes for you and your leadership. Don't mistake that for neglecting to improve. I'm not talking about that. It's just the opposite. It's all about improving. It's all about not being satisfied with who you are or who you most want to be, but it's also having enough self-awareness to just stop fooling yourself. I'm far better with words than math. My strength is not math. And try as I might, I'm not wired to be some high-level mathematician. It's never going to happen. What about you? What are you far better at? Go in on that. It's about being the best version of yourself possible. As the CEO or business owner, it's about the same thing for your company. Make your company the best it can be at whatever it's good at. Build on that to make your company great at it, even world class. And do that for yourself, too. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. You can find all kinds of ways to connect with me by going to the website, growgreat.com. And Lord willing, we'll put a bow on this week and we'll wrap it up tomorrow. It'll be Friday. See you then.